I want to come home to you at the end of long days that have finally started to get shorter when my favorite time of year rolls around. As the nighttime chill begins to take the air, I want to grab us a blanket, wrap my hands around a hot mug of tea, settling in on the couch to hear you give a rundown of your day, complete with a gratuitous shit-talking that always dissolves me into fits of breathless laughter. The grievances, whether real or imagined, that fuel my idle daydreams about going Mecha Streisand on anyone who crosses you. And the unexpected insight contained within deceptively nonchalant observations that makes me marvel at the mind of the man standing before me. I want you to know how much I enjoy hearing you unwind. How much I look forward to this odd little evening ritual of ours where magic is mixed into the mundane. On lazy Sunday afternoons, I want to come bounding in from the other room with all the enthusiasm and grace of a 2-month-old puppy and be able to tell by the look on your face that you recognize the look on mine. I want to feel my grin getting even wider and more mischievous at the mere sight of that single raised eyebrow and half-cocked smile, because I know it means you've already braced yourself for the ensuing onslaught of excited questions, plans, and ideas that are seconds away from flooding in amidst a rushed report of whatever I managed to break or get working or send up in flames this time. I want you to know how grateful I am that I can speak freely when it's just you and me. How much I appreciate your willingness to indulge my curiosities and follow my ridiculous trains of thought. And how much I love you for being able to understand the disjointed explanations that so often accompany them. I want to strut about in nothing but high heels and a long flowy top that swirls around my ass and the swell of my hips when I walk all summer long just because I know it drives you mad. I want to walk in the door and catch a hint of your scent behind me. The only warning I receive before your open palm is pressed squarely between my shoulder blades, bending me forward over whatever table or chair or countertop happens to be convenient. I want to feel the hem of my dress flipped up and over and out of your way. One wandering hand finally firmly gripped around my hip bone as the other slides up my scalp, your fingers finding purchase in my hair. I want to feel your breath hot against my neck as we move in rhythm against each other. The insides of my thighs growing slick with my own wetness. My lips wrapped around your name while I scream my pleasure out and my cunt tightens convulsively around you, squeezing down hard on your cock, coaxing you to come with me. I want you to know how much I want you. How much I relish the sensation of your bare skin against mine. And maybe to eventually figure out how much of my teasing is done on purpose. I want to slip silently in with a drink and something to eat when a new game you've been waiting on comes out, and I realize it's been over half a day since I last saw you come out of there. I want to cuddle up on the couch watching awful TV shows with you, and lay tangled up in bed reading wonderful books late into the night. I want to step out of the shower to find you leaned against the doorframe, both hands clamped tightly over your mouth, your face behind them bright red with stifled laughter, while color pours into my own cheeks and we both pretend I didn't just spend the last 20 minutes trying unsuccessfully to dance. Again. I want to go for a drive with the top down and the music up one cool spring morning. My right hand itchy on the zip of your trousers while using my left to make lewd gestures with the shifter. Then I want us to finish what was started by the wind and do a proper job of messing my hair up the second we get home. I want the anticipation of your touch, the comfort of your embrace, and the strength of your support. I want you to know beyond a shadow of a doubt how much I love and adore you. In short, I want you. I want you so, so bad.